don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Does it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, back from Vegas. Yes, I caught a red eye back to our home port in Orlando, Florida this morning, so I'm dragging just a bit. However, we have a full show scheduled for you today, and I wanted to get back in time because we got a lot of cool stuff to cover on the broadcast today, including checking in with last week's Scuba Radio crew to find out if any of them did not make it through the kava ceremony. Last week we had a Fijian kava ceremony and mixed our kava, drank way too much of it, and we may have had a casualty or two because I am in the studio today with Bill, who just took a sip of the kava. Everyone else is nowhere to be seen, but we have tracked down Mermaid Abby, and let's find out where she is. What are you doing, Abby?
Greg, well, I wish I could be in the studio with you this afternoon, but I am actually in Tampa, Florida at the big Red Bull Flutog event.
Flutog.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes. Now, what is that exactly? Is that some kind of, former kava ceremony group session thing where you guys just drink tons of Red Bull or and sit around and sing Kumbaya or what?
Yeah, we mix Red Bull with kava. It's awesome. No, actually, you would love this, Greg, because basically, it's a Red Bull invented sport, and these people make these flying aircraft that go off of a massive ramp, and ultimately, they all end up crashing in the water.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
And people get injured. I mean, it's a great sport.
Yeah, well, that's what... So you're basically hanging out there watching these folks make these ridiculous air flying machines and then crash into the water, or are you actually making a flying machine yourself?
Now, let me tell you, if I had the opportunity to make a flying machine, I would have done it. And I think, actually, maybe Scuba Radio should do this one of these years. Maybe next year we can enter.
Flying mermaids, why not? Our mermaids have wings. That's what it's all about, right?
Well, actually, I have the sketches for a mermaid float. And I think we can make it happen, Greg, with your help, with Bill. We get all the great minds on it. We can make this thing happen.
You know, actually, Mermaid Abby is kind of like the Bob Vila of the Scuba Radio Mermaid crew.
It's pretty phenomenal. I really am. I can build you a home and at the same time build a random flying device. And all out of coconuts. That's the crazy thing.
All out of coconuts, exactly.
I'll tell you what, though. You say she's like the Bob Vila. I think of her more as the Rachel Ray when she says she wants to make a mermaid float because everybody knows all you need for a mermaid float is a bathtub full of root beer and 3 gallons of vanilla ice cream.
I have a feeling Mermaid Abby may have done that before many times. And I don't know. I'm just guessing. It probably is going to happen tonight, actually.
Well, let me tell you, Greg, I have a million great ideas. And honestly, after our show last week and I overdosed on kava a little bit, I've been inspired and I've been seeing things since my overdose on kava. So I've got a lot of crazy ideas that I think we should entertain.
All right, so you've been seeing things. So the kava kind of brought you down, so this weekend you're kicking up in a notch and ODing on Red Bull to kind of bring you back to normal. Is that the deal?
Yeah. You know, the kava was so mellow, and I got to say, as wild as we claim that we are, all of us, you know, Mermaid Denise included, who we all know is a little crazy, we were in bed by, like, roughly 9:30 on Saturday night last week because of the kava.
Yeah, with who mellow. Exactly?
And I don't think I'm going to sleep at all tonight because the Red Bull is definitely having the opposite effect.
Yeah, Papa likes. That's what I'm talking about.
Papa likes. That's right. Mermaid Abby likes as well.
All right. Well, have fun there at your Red Bull competition there, Abby. We just want to check in, make sure everybody is okay. And,
no casualties from last week's big kava ceremony. We definitely OD'd a little bit, but we're all doing fine now, and we're all succeeding and functioning successfully.
All right,
but
good.
I will give you the details of our flu talk event later on, and hopefully be in the studio next Saturday.
Sounds good. All right, Abby, have fun.
All right, definitely, Greggy. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Mermaid Abby at the Red Bull Let's Get Wings Flying Competition. Flutog, is that what they call it? I believe it's something like that, I guess. And, you know, it's one of those wacky things where they... I've seen this on TV. It is pretty cool, actually.
Right, where they go off the pier.
Yeah, they go off the pier and act like they can fly, and, of course, they just crash.
Actually, when you say act like they can fly, they act like they can fly while they're on the pier. They stop acting like they can fly as soon as they exit the pier.
Right, I don't know, they may judge them on the best crash. Who knows how they judge this stuff, but it is a funny video.
Well, actually, I know originally when they started these things, you were judged on how far you got.
Oh, really?
But, okay. Yeah, but since it's measured in inches, pretty much.
Right. They kind of gave up on that and just made, let's just have a spectacle and watch everybody crash into the water in these ridiculous outfits.
Good point.
Sounds like good times.
Blast. I can't believe we're missing that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the girls got to have their fun, so that's what they've decided to do. Believe it or not, they have higher priorities than coming in and doing scuba radio. Hard to believe. You know, here I am making that sacrifice all the way from Las Vegas, Bill. And, you know, I am dragging a little bit because I came back on the red eye and I've just got a few hours of sleep, but enough to survive. I mean, it doesn't take a ton of energy to do this show and talk about our diving adventures. This really wasn't a diving thing, but it was a boat show that we went to go cover for our World of Boating radio show. And it's a show where they, you know, they launch new products for the boat industry or accessories and that type of thing for boaters. And there were several products that actually divers are going to benefit from down the road. And we'll touch on some of those today as well. But if that weren't enough, I am up. I am king of the strip.
I'm pretty confident I understand.
No, I actually won money in Vegas. I came back with more money than I left.
Well, here's what I don't understand. I don't understand the Superman pose. That's what I really don't understand. I'm up! Yeah. That's what I don't understand.
Do I really need to show you here?
No. Oh. No. I don't understand the tights either. Of course, I didn't see them till you stood up, so.
Yes. Impressive, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great.
Thank you. But, I actually did pretty well in Vegas this time. And I'm pumped because now, you know, I'm going to go back to Vegas in October for the Big Dima show, which will be is the largest trade show for the dive industry in the world. And they're having that in Vegas in October this year. And we're going to pull out all the stops and have some fun. But I'm going to go back in October and see if I can eclipse this winning streak or, you know, continue the winning streak. Because my last trip out to Vegas, you know, was kind of, it was good, but I might have lost a little bit. Just a little. But and it makes a big difference when you come back and
being
you're like,
up
hey,
a little
yeah.
as opposed to being down a little.
Exactly.
I can see that.
It makes a big difference psychologically.
Yes.
And let me give you a word of advice, Vegas public relations. Let me win more. And I'll talk even more positive of going there. And but anyway, it was good stuff. It was good stuff indeed. We had a big time out there and I was out there kind of laying the groundwork for our adventure in October for the Dima show. Now, on today's broadcast, and we found out our Kava, you know, folks survived that little adventure last week. And it was good stuff. You know, Kava is the drink you share in Fiji. And we just went to Fiji a few weeks ago. And we had our first ever Kava ceremony here on Scuba Radio.
And a lot of people don't realize how delicious it is and how wonderful it looks and how fantastic it smells.
It tastes as good as it looks.
There's no question about that.
Which is dirty water. It looks like dirty water, like a puddle that you would try to avoid during a rainstorm.
I was actually thinking that it looked kind of like the pan after you've cleaned 1,000 dishes.
Maybe. I could see that. I could see those similarities for sure.
Yeah.
The taste, not much better. Mm-hmm. I mean, you pretty much, it looks as good as it tastes. It's pretty much as How it is. But after you have a couple cups of this stuff, you start to kind of get over that.
Okay.
And your lips go numb and you can't feel anything and you're like, whoa, this is different. And you kind of mellow out and feel calm and stuff like that. And,
yes.
And I think it worked for everybody last week. So, you know, if you haven't done it, yeah, I would definitely recommend it as an experience. And, of course, if you go to Fiji, you will do it because it's part of the way – it's the way they welcome the tourists and the people to the island in Fiji. You have a kava ceremony with the locals, and they're extremely friendly, really great folks. So I know that won't be the last Scuba Radio Kava ceremony. I can guarantee you, Bill. And this and next time when we do this, assuming we didn't pretty much use up all our kava, which we may have last week, because it was amazing how, you know, those mermaids, they can drink like fish. And I don't care if it's booze or kava, they can put it down. So we may not have any left. We may have to go back to Fiji to get some more kava. I don't know. But okay, we will do it again for sure. There is no question we will do that again. But everybody survived. It's good stuff. Try it. Go to Fiji. And if you can't go to Fiji, just get your hands on some kava. You probably, I bet you can find it on eBay. It's definitely an experience and a great dive experience, as well. Now, on today's show, we're, you know, people always or periodically send me emails. And they're like, Greg, you got a great gig. Could you use any help there at Scuba Radio? We'd love to work for you. We could do this, this, and this. And, you know, I'd put everybody on payroll if I could. But unfortunately, I don't win in Vegas very often.
And when you do, I don't think it's really enough to support a payroll.
Yeah. It's, you know, it pretty much goes to the lap dance budget, and it's gone pretty quickly. And so, anyway, I can't. But, you know, I'm always keeping my ears open, and I hear, you know, things about, hey, this dive company's looking for a representative to sell their products, or, you know, this dive store is looking for a dive instructor to work out of the dive shop or manage the store and that kind of thing. And I try to do what I can. You know, we have limited resources as far as what we can do. However, our friend Aaron at scubajobsonline.com is going to come on the show today. And this website is literally designed for someone looking to do exactly what I ended up doing, which is making my, you know, my passion, my profession. I ended up, you know, getting a gig here doing this goofy little radio show and talking about scuba diving and making a living at it. Yeah, I got a pretty good gig. There's probably not many of them that have quite as good a gig as I do, and I'm extremely grateful.
I don't know why you're going and saying something like that. I mean, how good of a gig is it really? I mean, you had to fly in on the red eye this week. Last week you were just barely getting here from Fiji after having been in Long Beach, California. I mean, your life is hell.
I didn't say you don't have to pay your dues, you know, but, you know, my dues are a little bit lower than... Okay, 99.9% rest of the population. But there are real good gigs in the dive industry. We're going to share a few of them with you today. So stay close to the World Force Radio Show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Water and fish. If you pay half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water. Shut up, Mexican water. Cuckoo water. Give me some water.
And welcome back to the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving. Yes, I mean, if I sound like I'm dragging just a little bit, it is because I just got back on a red eye from Las Vegas and I'm back in Orlando. Been traveling all night. It's a tough gig to do this show and to make the sacrifice I do to provide the latest, you know, scuba diving news and information just for you. That's right. Yeah, right. Whatever. Yeah, me whining about this gig is I don't know. I just can't do it. I just can't. I got a great gig. I really do. But, you know, there's plenty of other gigs in the dive industry that you could be a part of. And, you know, I get this question all the time. You know, people want to change careers. You know, we're in a, you know, questionable economy situation right now, and you may find yourself without a job, or you may be looking to expand your horizons because you hate your boss. And why can't you do something like go work on a Caribbean island and, you know, be a dive instructor? Well, the truth of the matter is that you can. You know, those jobs are out there, and they are available, and it's not that hard to get the skills you need to go do that and actually make a living and work in paradise. You know, you just have to follow your heart, and you have to, you know who to talk to, just like anything when it comes to networking. And, of course, that's what we do here at Scuba Radio somewhat. However, there's a website literally dedicated to just doing that, and that is scubajobsonline.com. You can go to this website, and they literally post the latest, you know, scuba diving jobs available around the world. So divers, you know, whether they're, you know, advanced open water divers and just looking to help out on a dive boat, or a dive master instructor, or wanting to get into the professional side of the dive industry, like representing, you know, a scuba diving equipment manufacturer, or going to the DEMA show and working for, you know, a company like Aqualung or something like that. This is a great website to check out, scubajobsonline.com. Aaron is the one behind this website, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Aaron?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
So, you know, I wanted to bring you on the air today. Not that I'm necessarily looking for myself, but, you know, I always want to keep my ear just in case this whole Scuba Radio thing falls through. I gotta have some backup gigs. You know what I'm saying, Aaron?
Absolutely. I've got them for you, too.
Okay. Well, share a few with us, because maybe we can put some people to work today.
Sure. Well, I got to be honest. Right now, we're actually headed over to the Jimmy Buffett concert, so it's going to be kind of brief.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're all loaded up. We got the barbecue and everything, so we're going to be cruising here pretty quick.
But nice.
I've got a couple of jobs for you guys. You know, we're going to go a little bit outside the box from your normal resort-type diving, because, you know, there are a lot of those out there. But there's a couple out there that a lot of people may not be aware of. The first one I want to talk about is a job with a place called the School for Field Studies. And if I can just take a quick second, I think this is a really cool group. Their mission is that they envision a world where people participate in a responsible, sustainable stewardship of our environment and promote research to develop that. And what they are looking for is a dive safety officer located in the Turks and Caicos on Providence Island.
Okay, already located there or willing to go relocate to that area?
Well, they're going to have to relocate to that. They've already got a base set up on Providence Island. They already do some research off of that, and they have an opening for a dive safety officer out of that location currently.
Ah, so
they're going to be actively looking to fill that position.
Nice. Well, I was just talking about working in paradise. There's a perfect example. Bill?
Absolutely.
Hold on. My producer's...
yes, sir.
His eyes have perked up. What do you think, Turks and Caicos?
So you're hooking me up with a job. That's great.
Well, you mean you got
five
got 5 days during the week you got to kill.
Yeah, so I'll just fly back and forth from the Turks every
commute.
Week.
Commute. Yeah.
So I can come here for 2 hours a week for a radio show on Saturday.
I would house-sit your apartment in the Turks and Caicos for you during the week, and then you fly out for the weekend. Or wait, no, wait, that doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, you'd end up house-sitting for me on the weekend.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. We'll move Scuba Radio to Turks and Caicos.
You know what? If we could move Scuba Radio, I would take the gig.
All right, okay, let me
put me down at least in pencil on that one, all right, Aaron?
Okay, I got you down in pencil on that one.
All right, hold on. We got more of these gigs to talk about. Yeah, Turks and Caicos doesn't sound half bad. Going to the Jimmy Buffett concert doesn't sound bad either. He's performing tonight at Alpine Valley in East Troy, Wisconsin. And that's where Aaron's headed. But we'll talk to him more about getting you a job in the dive industry next.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Are you
ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com. All right, the pressure of your current job is getting to you. It's time to make a change. It is Career Counseling Day here at Scuba Radio. We have Aaron Decker on from ScubaJobsOnline.com.
Oh, hold on.
What?
Are you saying it is Career Counseling Day from you? Greg, when is the last time that you went to work every day?
Come on, who doesn't want to be me?
How long ago did you go to work every day?
Well, I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to expand the horizons of our listeners. I'm always looking out for them, Bill, you know, and that's what this is all about. Right, Aaron? You feel it, don't you? You hear where I'm coming from.
Absolutely, every day.
Now, yeah,
I live it every day.
Yeah, see, you do this every day. Greg does this once a week. Greg works a day a week.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it sounds like we need to send him on a treasure hunting job.
Ooh, now that's
treasure hunting
job. That sounds like a gig.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that. Actually, you got to visit the website for that one. I'm not going to talk about that one, too.
All right.
Yeah, check it out. It's pretty cool.
At scubajobsonline.com. All right, we already mentioned the job there in the Turks and Caicos. And once again, all these ones that we're going to talk about are online as well. Right, Aaron?
That's correct.
Okay, so you don't want to talk about the treasure salving job, but I think I'm going to go there right now and find out what this is all about. But what else you got? What else are dive industry folks looking for?
Well, you know, we're going to stick a little bit in the U.S. because there's a lot of diving jobs in the U.S. that people really aren't aware of. So you really don't have to travel outside the country if you don't want to. And one group I want to talk about, if you're on the West Coast, you've got to check these guys out. This is a group called Sport Chalet. And they are a... I'm not sure if you guys know who these guys are, but they're a huge athletic sporting goods kind of department store.
Yeah, well, we were just out for the scuba show there in Long Beach, California, and Sport Chalet is, what do they have, like 20 stores scattered throughout California in the southwest there or something?
Oh, yeah, they're huge. Anywhere from Arizona to Vegas, Utah, California, all over that area.
Nice. So what are they looking for?
Well, you know, they're looking for a whole ton of stuff. And again, you know, check out the website, but they're looking for anything from department heads. If you want to be a landlubber, kind of dry up for a while and head inside, they've got department heads that will run, they need people to run their entire scuba departments at these facilities. They've also got sales customer service positions only in the scuba department, and they've got scuba instructor positions as well. And most of the facilities even have pools right on site, so you can do your paddy training, your NAWA training right there on the premises.
All right, scubajobsonline.com. We got another one to share with you next. Stay close.
Greg, the dive master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Cannot help me, like diving instructors.
Yeah, well, you could sleep your way to the top if you want, but you don't have to. You can just go to scubajobsonline.com Aaron Decker is our guest on Scuba Radio right now. We're talking about jobs for you in the dive industry. Bill?
And assuming that my wife isn't listening and you want to sleep your way to the bottom of the middle, Bill the producer is available as well.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right, so...
Last one before we head off to Margaritaville and enjoy the concert.
Nice.
This is one, actually, that I ran across this morning, so I have to apologize. It's going to be on the site, but it's not up yet, so check back maybe later tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
This is a group that is based out in San Diego, California, called Sea Star Adventures. And I like these guys because they are also an ecological tour and educational business, and they offer guided tours and things for people out in that area. To learn more about that environment, and they're actually going to be a dive leader for this group, teaching people about the kelp forest out on the West Coast.
Oh, wow, that's very cool.
Yeah,
so you need
a very cool position.
You need to be familiar with that diving area already, I assume, or no?
Well, not really. They say, really what they're going to give preference to is anybody who's at least NAWI certified or PADI certified, rescue divers, dive masters, instructors. They'd like somebody with a little bit of a marine biology background, but anybody with a sense of adventure can apply.
Very good. All right. That sounds, those are three really cool places to go get a gig. Turks and Caicos, Sports Chalet, anywhere along the West Coast or west half of the United States. They're always looking for folks, like you said. And then and then this place is in the kelp forest. Where again was that going to be?
This is based right out of San Diego.
San Diego. Okay. Yeah. So
right.
You got
beautiful place.
Great stuff. And of course, you got jobs in the dive industry available all across the country and the world, for that matter, right there at Scuba Jobs Online. Right, Aaron?
Absolutely. Yep. And it changes on a daily basis.
It changes on a daily basis, so check it out online. And I guess you got to go to Margaritaville now, so I don't want to keep you much longer.
I got a cooler packed, and we're ready to head out the door. So I love being on the show with you guys. Thanks so much for your time.
You got it, Aaron. Have fun there, buddy. Don't drink too many margaritas.
I have one for you. Take it easy, guys.
You got it. It's tailgating time. I don't want to cut into his Jimmy Buffett tailgating time, so we'll let Aaron go and enjoy Jimmy Buffett live tonight at Alpine Valley in East Troy, Wisconsin. That'll be a good show for sure. Matter of fact, I mentioned the DEMA show in Las Vegas in October. It ends up, I think, Jimmy Buffett is playing Saturday night of the DEMA show in Las Vegas. He's not playing at the DEMA show. However, Saturday night, the last night of the event, I think he's at the MGM Grand or Mandalay Bay or something, one of those concert venues. So I have a feeling there'll be a huge contingency from the dive industry converging on the Jimmy Buffett show and, heading to Margaritaville after 4 days of talking shop, so to speak, at the Dive Equipment and Manufacturing Association trade show, which is where you go if you're a dive professional and you're working in the industry as a dive instructor and that kind of thing. So this all kind of ties together nicely. But scubajobsonline.com, check it out. There's a lot of great information on top of the fact of finding out where some of these jobs are across the country and the world for that matter, working on your resume, some tips on how to interview and all that kind of stuff. So check it out, scubajobsonline.com, and we'll check in here in a few weeks. And the idea here is to just share some of the joy, so to speak, and get some of our listeners into the industry. And, I shouldn't be having all the fun, so this is a great opportunity. ScubaJobsOnline.com. Your Dan tip is next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving, oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Divers consumer tip number 22. Never attempt to smoke seaweed while diving.
Hey, this is great, man.
Besides, lighting a match underwater takes forever, and even those nasty Zippo lighters don't stay lit. And don't get me started on secondhand smoke down there either.
Don't make me smack you.
Huh? So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's on your mind today, Jeff?
Dude, let's talk about some myths and legends.
Okay, what kind of myths and legends would those be?
Well, diving myths and legends. It's amazing how much misinformation is really out there, and especially when it comes to educating folks still thinking about getting into the sport.
Oh, man, I know what you're talking about. I hear the same ones over and over again from new students, and I swear that if half of them were true, I wouldn't be diving.
Yeah, me neither. What's some of your favorites?
I'm claustrophobic. There's no way I could ever dive.
You know what? If I had a dime for every time I've heard that one, what do you tell them?
I tell them that I understand how they could feel that way, and it's not an uncommon concern among new divers, but that diving is anything but claustrophobic. I tell them that it often produces a feeling of weightlessness, leaving divers feeling free and very much not confined. And if they're still unsure after we talk, I encourage them to take a Discover Scuba session before committing to full training.
Nice.
How about you?
I get you have to be a super swimmer to scuba dive.
And please don't tell me you'd jump into that whole fitness and diving talk. Do you?
No, although being fit for diving does have several benefits.
Jeff!
Well, it does, but, well, yeah, you do have to know how to swim to dive. You know, diving has swimmers of every level. I tell people who think about it that it's really more important to be comfortable in the water than to really have good technique.
And then you tell them about fitness and diving.
Only if they ask.
How about my favorite? Diving is too dangerous!
Yep, that's a common one for sure. It probably stems from the fact that for a lot of years, it was really portrayed as something for danger junkies and thrill seekers.
Not to mention modern movies like Open Water.
Yeah, they sure don't help, do they? But the truth is, while, yes, diving has its inherent risks,
so does driving to work every day.
No joke. But keep in mind, diving's never been safer. Equipment manufacturers have worked long and hard to increase safety standards and the reliability of gear. And training agencies have really increased the skills they impart to new divers.
And Dan continues to study and learn about dive medicine, how to treat and prevent dive injuries, and, of course, run the emergency hotline.
Yes, we do.
And right on the heels of diving being dangerous, you get, there are way too many creatures that will eat me out there. I saw Jaws. I know.
Come on, Greg. Jaws messed with everyone's psyche. But it was just a movie, and not what you're going to find when you go underwater. The truth is that the water is filled with a bunch of fascinating creatures, and they're a whole lot more afraid of you than we are of them.
And most marine life injuries come from diver error, right?
Right. So just follow the safety precautions you're taught, respect the creatures sharing the water with you, and you should be fine.
Let's see. Do you ever get you have to travel to see anything good?
All the time. Do you have to travel very far to see anything good?
Well, not far, but I live in Florida. How about you?
No, and I live several hours from an ocean. Keep in mind, there are still thrills to be had in any backyard, whether it's in a lake or a quarry, river, spring, pond, it doesn't matter. They all have unique attributes that make them worth exploring.
Of course, if you get the chance to explore someplace exotic and wondrous...
Go. That's one of the great parts of diving.
What others do you hear?
Well, I hear concerns about diving's too expensive.
Yep, I get that question too. But I just remind the diver that this is a sport just like any other, and that diving services and gear have a wide range of costs. I encourage them to do their research before they spend, and if they're considering buying gear, to rent before they purchase. It increases the likelihood they'll be happy with their choice, and with proper care, it should last them several years.
Good one. Do you ever get the, I can't dive, I don't have a buddy?
Yeah, but you have to admit, it's probably the silliest myth of all.
Of course it is, and not knowing anyone in the sport should never dissuade a prospective diver. By the time entry-level training's done, every diver has met potential buddies, and it's likely their local dive shop or training center has some sort of social or diving network of which they can be a part of. That's one of the best parts about diving, isn't it? You may not know many divers when you start, but that's really something that won't stay true for very long.
You know, there is one other that can be a concern, and that's when the person thinks they can't dive for medical reasons. What do you and the crew at Dan have to say about that?
It's true that some medical conditions will keep people from diving, but that list is shorter than you think. Conditions that used to keep divers out of the water don't necessarily do so anymore, and we become more informed about diving and medicine every day. So I tell divers if they have any questions or concerns at all, I suggest they call their doctor or call Dan. We can either help answer their question or refer them to a physician familiar with the issues associated with diving.
Sometimes it's hard to separate fact from fiction, but it's important to know the truth. As divers, it's up to us to set the story straight for future divers. Make sure they and you have the facts straight from the start. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right. Moving on, we have Neil Watson, the hardest working man in the dive industry. He is on the line with us. It's been a while, but how you doing, Neil?
Greg, I'm doing great, pal. Actually, I'm tuning up my dive gear for a little trip out local tomorrow, going out diving with some buddies of mine.
Are you? Just off the South Florida coast there?
Yeah, off Fort Lauderdale. I was over in Andros last weekend at my franchise over at Coral Caverns. Had some great dives. You know, there's another Neil Watson over there. My son runs a dive operation over there, so I had to go out and critique his expertise. Actually, he does a pretty good job.
Yeah, well, when we were over there that weekend for the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash, I think he was filling in some pretty big shoes, but I think he did quite a good job there, Neil.
He doesn't seem to be that intimidated.
He doesn't. He's a great guy, and Lucia and Mark are awesome. So did you get some diving done when you were over there, or was that just...
Yeah, no, we went over. A buddy of mine, a dive buddy of mine from Puerto Rico has a plane, and we flew over in the morning, did a couple of afternoon dives, and came back the next day, did a great wall dive. And then came in and blew off a shallow dive, saw sharks on every dive. I mean, really, really neat stuff.
Yeah, well, the diving there, when we were there a couple months ago, just spectacular. And CoralCavernsResort.com is the website. Check it out. Book it today. If Neil Watson says he gets two fins up, then that's quite the testimonial as well. So you're going to do some diving tomorrow. I know you just got back from the Bahamas, had a big tourism symposium type event, right?
Yeah, the Bahama Diving Association, the Ministry of Tourism, hosted a dive symposium over in Freeport, and we invited about 60 wholesalers and retailers and media people, and had a lot of the operators from all throughout the islands, just kind of showcase and tell the people what we got and what it's like. I mean, you know, there's such a misconception and perception about the Bahamas.
All right, well, hold on, Neil. We'll take a break, and we'll finish that thought on the other side. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
Could you stay like that?
I don't know.
Get the picture.
Sandy's a girl?
You know, all kind of pictures are taking place right now in Troy, Wisconsin. That's where Jimmy Buffett's playing. They're tailgating. And I know Aaron and some of those folks are listening to the show today, getting geared up for the concert, which is a good thing. Scuba Radio and Jimmy Bubba kind of go hand in hand. But even closer than that, it makes more sense with Neil Watson. He is the hardest working man in the dive industry, and he's on the line. And you just had this Bahamas symposium where you brought a bunch of media folks over to the Bahamas to just kind of give them a little taste or give them a little update on the state of the tourism industry in the Bahamas or what, Neil?
Just more an overview. You know, even for people in the industry, there's often, the misconception that, you know, if you go to one island in the Bahamas, you've seen the Bahamas, where, the Bahamas is 100,000 square miles and 700 islands, and each island has something different and unique to offer. And, we did an overview in Freeport and then kind of dispersed them out throughout the out islands to get a little taste of what else that we have to offer. Some went to Nassau, some went to Andros, some went to the Abacos. So it was very, very successful, and everybody had a great time. The only thing that was missing, of course, was Scuba Radio, but I know you were off jet-setting to some exotic destination, God knows where. But,
yeah, I don't
we,
even...
We missed, we missed you,
track.
But... I know you had a good excuse. We talked about it.
Yes. Well, I haven't racked up nearly as many frequent flyer points as you have, but I'm starting to get there. I'm getting there with all the traveling we've been doing. But the beautiful thing about the Bahamas is that we can get there so easily from Florida and anywhere in the country for that matter. And you're right. We you can get over there and see one place in Nassau and you think that's all the Bahamas, and then you go to some out island place or place like Andros and it's totally different experience. And there's 700 islands to explore.
You got it. So, and like right now with the economic times and cost of fuel and flight reductions, I mean, the Bahamas usually does very, very well at times like this, simply because of the proximity and our lift. Like I say, my buddy was here with an airplane, and 30 minutes later, you're in the Bahamas diving in some of the best conditions in the world. So the one thing that you can never take away from the Bahamas is the fact that it starts 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, and it's one of the top destinations in the world. So
you can't. It's divebahamas.com on the web. Check it out. Get all the information you need. And we'll check up with Neil here again real soon. Get a little update on Ocean Fest. That's, believe it or not, it's already been scheduled for April of 2009. Hour 2 is on deck. We're going to tell you how to become a dive instructor, amongst other things. So stick around.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.